following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. More and more business people are working remotely from their mobile devices. I do. We leave our laptops behind. But tablets and smartphones can't replace your office computer. That is, unless you have the GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. It turns your mobile device, your iPad, your iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire into your computer. GoToMyPC by Citrix. So convenient, so reliable. Plus, it's easy to use. That's why it's the number one tool for remote access. With GoToMyPC, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program or file, send any file from anywhere, even on the go. Try GoToMyPC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your mobile device. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. Happy Wednesday, everyone. The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday program. Oh, we've got a full program for you. Not only do we have some great guests, we're going to be giving away our tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, which is this weekend, every year at this time at the Mack Center in Council Bluffs. And a lot of folks like to go down, see the boats, see the... Well, I mean, it's not even that. I mean...
It's about everything outdoors. It really is.
So many seminars, so many things that are going on. We'll talk more about it tomorrow with Tom Hamilton with the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. But I mean... Here's the one thing that I really liked here. One of the speaker and seminar topics. Jerry Walker's going to talk cats. Oh, no.
Not my kitty.
That's C period, A period, T period, S period. Cat fishermen are tops. Yeah, baby. But no, they'll talk. I mean, they've got things for hunting dogs. They've got things for trips, hunting, fishing, coyote hunting, smallmouth bass in South Dakota, predator hunting, trophy lake trout, electric collar training. And I assume that's for your dog.
Yeah, I hope. If it's not, then we might have to have a discussion.
Kim didn't like that, did she?
No, not at all.
You know what?
Yeah, getting her trained. Good luck.
Coming up on the program, John Bisbee, Gibbon wrestling coach. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is this Saturday. They're hosting it, and all of a sudden, Gibbon might have a little something to say about how it all plays out. They won their own invite on Saturday, and there are three top 10 teams in the Lou Platt, and Adams Central being in Class B. If they were in C, they'd be a top 10 team.
Certainly would be, yeah.
So I always categorize that as about four. You've also got Tom Tverti, Seward girls basketball coach, joining us on the program today. They take on undefeated Kearney Catholic tomorrow, four-time defending state champion. And a little bit later on in the show, our Loper Link with UNK men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton as they host Central Missouri tonight. Is everybody in the MIA? Like a 12-1, 10-3?
Well, they walloped everybody in the non-conference, so that certainly helps. Obviously, in the conference, you know, one team's going to win, one team's going to lose. But, yeah, that conference is stacked top to bottom. And I think that depth is what one of the major differences between the MIAA and the RMAC. The RMAC had some teams that won national championships. Hayes won a national championship when they were a member. Metro won a couple when they were a member. But the depth in that conference is way different than it was in the RMAC. At night in and night out, good teams come in.
Well, we're glad to have you along with us today, folks. We're going to do Troutman's, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card today as well, and a full line of guests. The Chicago Bears have a new head football coach, and that is out of the Canadian Football League. I don't know why everybody's so weird about this. I think he's going to be just fine. Sounds like this is a great get.
Bud Grant did okay, you know, for Minnesota. I mean, he's a coaching football legend. I know I'm going back along. Minnesota used to
Bud
play
Grant?
Outdoors. Yeah.
Who are you talking about, Grandpappy?
But yeah, back off there, Sparky.
Easy, Grandpappy.
Yeah, anyway, it is sad to think that, never mind. But he did all right. You know, this Warren Moon fellow who played quarterback for a little while up there, he came down north. He came down south. He did okay. Yeah, the thing, you got to remember, he's an offensive coach. You're in a league where you only really have two plays to get a first down. You only have two plays to get a first down because they only play three downs. They only have four downs. So you have to be kind of a guru who finds a way of passing the football to run the football. You know, have your running game kind of be a derivative of your passing game. So you have to be a creative mind. And I think that's exactly what they're looking for.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. I suppose you're going to next tell me that you remember watching Canadian football as part of the base programming when ESPN television came on back in 1979.
Yes, I actually do. And you know what? They're back on. The NFL Network has Canadian football.
Well, yeah, they got to put something on.
Well, I know. It's a football network, but I like the Canadian game. It's kind of fun. And it's not the same level as the NFL.
No.
But still. But it is. It's a fun brand of football.
It's live.
It's live. It's a fun brand of football. And every once in a while, you get to see guys running around in the snow.
Speaking of that, it's kind of fun. Speaking of these networks... And you're a hockey geek.
I am a hockey fan.
NHL Network, what could they possibly be talking about?
Well, they rerun a lot of hockey games from like 94 and stuff like that. Well, come on, what the NFL? Are you really going to watch the NFL Network a lot in the offseason?
Unfortunately, it sounds like people do. Now, again,
there are. Obviously,
there's
there
Golf
are.
Channel, there's yeah. Tennis Network, there's... whatever.
All that other stuff. But, I mean, it's nice for me because, you know, I'm an Avalanche fan. So the Altitude Network being on, get to watch just about every Avs game whenever I have the chance. And I don't necessarily DVR them, but I'm kind of suffering from hockey withdrawal. So I might here for the first couple of weeks. But that other network allows you the opportunity to watch other stuff. The MLB network's the same way. You know, it gives you a chance to watch somebody besides the Red Sox and the Yankees every stinking night, which is all ESPN ever puts on, and Fox on the weekends. So it's nice to have that other avenue. In season, those networks are awfully, awfully nice to have. Outside the season, I can't remember what channel it's on.
We're ready to roll along here on the Doug and Daddy Show because the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament is this Saturday. And lo and behold, you pick up the coaches' wrestling rankings this week, which just so happened to be updated every other week, as we remind folks. A&D last week, B&C this week, A&D next week. And who's sitting there at the number 10 slot? The Gibbon Buffaloes. Coach John Bisbee joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on winning your own invite, making the top 10. How excited is everybody?
Oh, everyone was pretty excited. You know, it's you know, winning the tournament was, you know, an unexpected surprise to me, and then of course with the ratings, it's nice to get a little recognition.
How long's it been, Coach, since you guys won your own invite, since you won a title?
You know, I've got people tell me that the last time we won our invite was probably about 97 or 98. It's so way before I took over here.
Well, we've got a lot of excitement going on as we're going to talk about the conference tournament here in just a little bit. But take us through your season. I mean, I know you've got some really good kids. You've got some state-rated kids, and I can break them down individually here. And Aaron's one of them. You got Eli Van Meter that's in the rankings this week. But overall, have you seen everybody continue to grow? Your health coming into this week? How are the Buffs setting?
Oh, yeah. You know, the kids, I tell you what, I got a group of kids that at practice, they just come in and work hard, and it's, you know, just amazing. You know, yesterday, at practice, you know, coaches, we were just sitting around, and as hard as the kids were working, you couldn't hardly hear. You know, nobody was talking; they were just going, and you know, that's just how they have been all season. You know, our season, we started off. You know, I had some kids out with some illness and injury, but you know, definitely. We're starting to get them all back and on the mat at the same time, finally.
Coach, what weight class do you kind of see that you maybe, you know, one or two weight classes where you really kind of feel like you match up pretty well with the conference, and you kind of think, you know, we've got a favorite to win the conference at a certain weight class?
Oh, you know, definitely at 38 with Van Meter, at 285, I think my son has a pretty good shot. You know, of course, if Clayton Lang is back and healthy, that'll be difficult, but we got a good shot there. I think at 182 we stack up pretty well with Jacob Eckel there. And, you know, funny things happen. You know, last year at conference there were some guys that got sick from other teams, and you know, so you never know.
We're talking with John Bisbee. He's the head wrestling coach at Gibbon, getting ready to host the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Coach, let's get your prognostications. I know every wrestling coach pencils this thing out. Who's the team to beat? Who's going to be challenging? Who are you going to be chasing down on Saturday?
Well, you know, it's always difficult. Again, you know, with illness and injury, and at this time of year. You know, I think that Adams Central, you know, they've been a top team for years and years, and, you know, they have a full squad again this year. You know, Ord is, you know, got some really good kids. Kearney Catholic was missing a couple last week at our tournament, so they got to be, you know, included there in the top. And, you know, of course, Wood River, you know, they've been a top team here for the last 5-6 years, and they've got a real good group, so... and I think, you know, of course, we'll be a factor there. But, again, it's going to be one of those years where whoever shows up with, you know, largest number of kids and is healthy is going to be the ones that compete for those top couple spots in the conference.
Coach, already mentioned 285 with Lang and your son. You know, if that comes out into a final, that would be obviously a great final. Is there another potential final out there that you're really kind of looking at, maybe 132? Or are there really kind of some matches you go, I kind of hope that happens because I'd love to see that?
Well, definitely at 32 with Westcote from Wood River and Keating from Kearney Catholic. You know, those two guys, they've split and – you know, I've been fortunate to be at both tournaments. You know, last week at our tournament, Westcote caught Keating at the end of the match to win, and then at the Wood River Invite, it was the exact opposite. Westcote had a 1-point lead, and then Keating got the win right at the end of the match. So that'll definitely be an exciting one.
We're talking with John Bisbee here. He is the head wrestling coach at Gibbon. There are plenty of kids that are rated in there, and I guess they're kind of sprinkled a little bit along. Adams Central is always the interesting factor, though, John, because really most of the schools don't see them that much. Their get-together, their invite is the week after the conference tournament. How much of an X factor is it when you take on an Adams Central wrestler?
Well, it's pretty difficult because they have a lot of kids that come in with records that don't look quite as good as, you know, the other kids in the conference, but, you know, their schedule's a little different, and so, you know, they have a kid that, you know, maybe, you know, has won 70% of his matches and is going to get seeded, you know, third or fourth. It's actually, you know, a pretty darn good kid, and so that can, you know, that can definitely mess up a bracket a little bit, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, we keep telling our kids, you know, don't take anybody lightly. Especially, you know, those kids from Adams Central, they might have a record that doesn't look great, but that's still a quality kid that's going to be difficult to beat.
Just another minute here with John Bisbee. Gibbon, Coach, it seems like half the high school coaches around here anymore happen to have either a son or a daughter on their team this year, and there's no difference with you. But one kind of quirky is that Aaron comes back. He was at Kearney High last year, and now he's back with the Gibbon program. How has that changed? How did that make him a better wrestler? How's he doing with the switchback?
Well, you know, he was at Kearney High for the last 2 years. We actually live in Kearney, and so we live in the Kearney district. But, you know, Aaron and I just want to spend more time together, which is why we transferred. And you know, another bonus to that is that, you know, my wife and daughter are in the same building with Aaron and I on Saturdays, too, so we're not going a lot of different directions. And so we kind of informally made that decision last year towards the end of the year. It was more about family being together, and it's been great having my son not only go to school here but wrestle for me, and just being able to spend the extra time together has really been something kind of special.
Well, hey, I'm just glad to hear that your wife wants to be in the same building with you. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's a day-to-day thing, of course.
Well, again, the finals are slated to start right around 2 o'clock at Gibbon. We'll have them live on Classic Hits 98.9. Larry Baker will join me for the call once again as Gibbon hosts the Lou Platt Conference tournament in their beautiful new gymnasium, which isn't brand new anymore, but we're looking forward to that. John, anything else that the fans need to know that are coming over Saturday?
Meet starts at 10, and we're going to try to run a pretty organized and efficient tournament, and you know, expect to be a lot of good wrestling on Saturday.
Oh, and of course, this comes from Larry, and is very important. He wants to know what the spread is going to be like.
You know what? Our athletic director's father, does some barbecue on the side, and I tell you what, at our tournament last week, I didn't really even want to leave the hospitality room, so it'll be worth it.
Hey, John, we'll let you get back to class. I sure appreciate you giving us some time here with Randy and I on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Take care. Thanks, Coach.
John Bisbee, head coach, Gibbon. Again, Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com, complete coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, districts coming up in February, and the best coverage at state coming up from Omaha, and the brand-new state duels in Kearney on February the 23rd.
And that's going to be interesting, seeing that duels competition. Not only is it closer to home, a little bit easier to get to, and a little bit easier to embrace for the wrestling fans in central Nebraska, but a different format, you know, and it helps kind of develop some team-school rivalries and that sort of thing. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
And I think, and of course, the important thing is that there is an area flavor here. And again, without getting too deep into that, four district champs and then four wild card teams based on how they did at districts, will come in. So there's eight teams in each class. There'll be two classes in the early session, two classes in the late session. And just looking at the rankings, you've got to figure Grand Island, Central City, Amherst, Kearney High, and then maybe Kearney Catholic, maybe an Ord. And then it just gets a little sketchy of who might be in from the area.
Yeah, but it'll be a lot of fun to watch that, though. Because, again, it's you know, a lot of mano a mano. I mean, you're guaranteed not just one occasional match between Kearney and Grand Island and that great rivalry that they've had over the years. Now, you're going to run into that all the time. It's scheduled. I mean, you're going to have match after match after match after match with that, and that'll be a lot of fun. A lot of school pride comes out of that.
Of course, folks, during that interview with John Bisbee, it just broke all over ESPN that Philadelphia Eagles, according to Chris Mortensen, have made an offer and have hired Oregon football coach Chip Kelly as their new head football coach. Just when it looked like everything had simmered down, Chip said he was going to stay at Oregon. Philadelphia must have said, we can't find anybody. Chip, here's $1 billion.
Yeah, well, and it was,
or he found out what's going on sanction-wise.
One of those two, or maybe a combination of the two. Or yeah, it could be that remorse, too. It's like, well, you know, gosh, I do have everything great going on here at Oregon, but, you know, if I don't try to play at the highest level, if I don't try to coach at the highest level, I don't try to achieve the greatest thing out there, even winning a national championship at Oregon is going to pale in comparison to being an NFL coach.
Immediate reaction.
For me, I'm surprised that he would do it. But again, I'm not in the coaching profession, and I don't feel the need to be that guy that is seen as the greatest football coach in the country. Regardless, to me, being one of the best coaches in college football would be good enough for me, especially if you have that kind of, protection. I mean, Chip Kelly's going to be football coach for life at Oregon if he wants to stay there and have kind of that protection, that safety, and then have that be your program, your baby. That extra desire to be, you know, build that resume to be, you know, that's where I don't really fully wrap my mind around that. But for me, I think Chip Kelly, I think if you're a good college football coach, as successful as he's been, I don't know why you'd ever want to leave that job. I think that job's a whole lot better than the hours that you put in being a pro coach.
Let me take it to the actual level here that I'm going to comment on. Will he be successful?
I think he understands the game well enough. I think he certainly has the potential. I mean, you never really know. I mean, you'd think Spurrier winning a national championship of Florida would be successful.
This isn't a city council meeting. Yeah. This is sports talk.
Okay, all right. You want my opinion?
I'll stand out there. I'll give you a second to think about it. No.
You don't think he will?
I don't think he will. I think it's a horrible place to go. If Andy Reid gets run out of town, one of the best coaches in the National Football League.
Doesn't matter what you're going to get run out of town, whoever you are. Tom Landry got run out of town for crying out loud.
I know he ran his course, and I get that. But what do they have? The Eagles don't have a quarterback. They've got an injured running back, and if LeSean McCoy comes back, fine. Aging. They've got a lot of guys that have been superstars, have been, on defense. You have got RG3, Robert Griffin III, and Washington emerging.
I got one question. How much time is Lurie going to give him? How much time is his owner going to give him? If his owner's going to give him 5 years, he'll make it.
Set the over-under right now at 3 years.
Again, that's exactly why I wouldn't want to leave college coaching. That's exactly why I wouldn't want to leave it. But you talk about his coaching ability. He could be one of those guys that after 3 years, because I think he'll be innovative, I think he'll bring a lot of interesting things in the league. I think other owners will look at him and say, that guy can coach, and he'll get another job if he does get fired in 3 years. I'm not saying he will get fired, but I think he would find another job. I think overall in his professional NFL coaching career, he'll be successful. I'm with you. I don't know if it's a good fit for Philadelphia, but the man can coach. He'll be successful in the NFL. Maybe not in Philadelphia, but he'll be successful in the NFL. That I'll say.
And he does have some connection to the Northeast because for a time he was an offensive coordinator at New Hampshire. And that's where he started.
He was the head coach at New Hampshire at one time.
Well, that's where I'm just going by the ESPN story where he started devising the hurry-up offense that Oregon is
known for. Eventually became the head football coach at New Hampshire, I think.
That'll be interesting because you'll have hurry-up at Philadelphia and at Washington, and you will have pro style at New York, and I'm not sure what kind of style you'll have in Dallas. We need to take a break here.
What they do in Dallas.
Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Taking that little jab at the Cowboy fan there, yeah.
I am the Cowboy fan. Coming up, our Loper Link, UNK assistant men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. Plus, we'll talk with Seward girls basketball coach Tom Tverdy at the end of the show as well. Keep it here.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk.
More exciting high school sports comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, here on ESPN Radio, the undefeated Kearney Catholic girls are at Seward, tipping off at 7. On The Breeze, 94.5, Sandy Creek's at Blue Hill, and on Classic Hits, 98.9, Amherst is at Gibbon. Friday, here on ESPN, Kearney High is at Lincoln Southeast. On Classic Hits, 98.9, Pierce is at Kearney Catholic. And Friday night on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High travels to Grand Island Northwest. Find out more at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high around 46. Winds out of the northwest will meanwhile stay at 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 16. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today.
Just snap your fingers and things appear in your hand. It's amazing what a good producer will do for you. Yeah, it's a well-oiled
machine. We'll find one. I'll tell you what, we will find one.
I think we'll just call Jeff WD-40 now.
We have always thrown our producers under the bus. That's all there is to it. I'm going to tell you what, Randy. I think it's a good thing that the temperatures are warming up because at UNK, in that football office, they're running around the Health and Sports Center. They're running around the office. I have heard reports that they're running around outside with their shirts off because what a couple of days
they have
been
a Loper for the Lopers tattooed on their chest, which is a little disconcerting. A couple of those coaches, I won't say which ones. Coach Morris, we're looking at you.
You are scaring me very much. But as we already heard and talked about, and we are expected to talk to Bronson Marsh later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming out of Millard South to Nebraska, and now coming back here to UNK, or coming back, but they had recruited him
right,
out of high school.
Hard. They recruited him hard. Almost got him, too.
Tyler Schnitzler, All-State athlete out of Kennesaw, is coming here. And last night it's confirmed that Kearney High linebacker and quarterback Luke McNitt has given his oral commitment and will now be known as the greatest McNitt to ever play football at UNK. And I hope this doesn't get taken the wrong way, but Bronson Marsh and Luke McNitt are Division I talents. I'm not sure that Tyler is as a football player, but he's been able to do about anything he wants.
Fill a lot of
athletically,
holes. Yeah.
Some of these other guys. Those are awesome gets for the UNK football program, and obviously they're not done yet. Signing day now less than a month away.
Yeah, and I think we might be seeing, and I coaches will be able to talk about this a whole lot more. And my purely speculation, I haven't talked to anybody, but you might be kind of seeing that idea. You know, look, this is the MIAA. We're going to be playing good quality competition night in and night out. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, you might as well try to reach for that. I think you can get a little bit higher caliber of player. You know, knowing that you're not going to be playing Western New Mexico.
Speaking of having fun,
insult intended, by the way, to Western New Mexico.
Well, there you go. The UNK Lopers will be hosting Central Missouri tonight, and they are solid ball clubs. The women are ranked 11th in the country, and the men come in at 10-3. The women just one loss on the year for Central Missouri. They're 12-1, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Kevin Lofton, co-head men's basketball coach for the Lopers, who have seemed to play 10 consecutive teams in the conference that have double-digit wins. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. How you doing?
Well, I mean, Randy Bushcutter, our co-host today, was just all fired up about, you know, how great the competition is. You know, once in a while, we need a breather.
Ask Randy if he wants to trade.
No. Nobody wants that, Coach. Nobody wants that.
Man, I tell you, it's the thing about the league, and I think Coach and I spoke about it, and we spoke to some of the other coaches in the MIAA and the RMAC. I think Metro is tearing it up in the RMAC right now, and so is Adams State. And I think if you threw them in this league, you know, they would be up toward the top, okay? But after them, it gets real. There's a lot of parity, and on any night, any given team can win. But when you look at this league, you got no breaks. You don't get a break night in and night out. You better have your A game, or it's going to be a long night. It's a tough league,
and it's been a little bit tougher too, Coach. Because you know, with some eligibility issues, you kind of end up with a little bit thinner bench than what you certainly had earlier in the year.
Hello zone defense. Yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing a lot of to deal with it. But yeah, we're thinner. You know, we lost a player due to academic issues, and we, you know, you and I had talked about that, I think, the last time we spoke about the urgency that they needed to have in the classroom down the stretch in order to get it done, and then we had a young man that didn't, and it's impacting us pretty big, but, you know, you got to keep moving forward, and that's kind of what we've talked to our guys. You know, Coach talks to our kids a lot about being tough-minded, and, you know, one of the things he says about that is that, you know, the tougher it gets, the more you got to like it. I mean, tough people, tough-minded people, the tougher, more adversity is thrown their way, you know, the tougher they get. And that's just kind of the mindset we got to have going forward, because it's, I mean, like you said, Central Missouri comes in 10-3, and, you know, we just played Washburn, and honestly, I don't see a lot of difference between the two. I think Central in some ways might be a little better. I thought Washburn had two really, really good guards that, you know, are two of the better ones that we've seen this year, and I don't know that Central has them of that caliber, but they are awful good.
Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll tell you what the difference is, Coach. Central Missouri is going to have a long bus trip home. That's what the difference is going to be. Loper victory tonight. Hey, we talk about the kids you're missing. It looks like you got a new kid coming in Taylor Shipley. What can you tell us?
You know, he's a good kid. We brought him in. We tried to get him, you know, at the beginning of the year. Academically, he needed some courses. He was 10 hours short. So we had to go to part-time to JC to get those hours. So, you know, obviously just throwing him to the fire, it may take him a while to get his feet wet, but he can really shoot it, and what we're hoping he does for us is handle the ball a little bit. Turnovers have really been one of two things that have held us back a great deal, and we're hoping that he can take better care of the ball for us and do a good job of running our team. You know, it's hard to, you know, until he gets out there and he starts playing against guys at the level we're at, it's going to be hard to kind of predict just how well he'll do. You got to realize he's coming in mid-season versus everyone else, having, you know, been out there both on our team and opposite the opponent. And so it's going to be a tough transition, but I think, I mean, we're hoping he can help us in the turnover department, take care of the ball. If you leave him open, he can shoot a good percentage. So, you know, hopefully he'll give us a little bit of a shot in the arm.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit of turnovers. Does that kind of slow down your running game? I mean, is the team becoming maybe a little hesitant to try to score in transition?
I think a lot of what has to do with transition is getting stops. I think we're coming back from the break, what we identified, obviously through film with our guys. We watched a ton of film with them, and it was, you know, defensively we needed to get better and we needed to take better care of the ball. If you're getting stops, that's what keys the running game. What turnovers do is they defensively they kill you because you don't have a chance to get back and get your defense set. You know, defensively, a coach wants to consistently make the opponent go their five against our five. A five-on-five half-court fight is what you want to try to do. If they're out in transition and they're always getting one-on-zeros or three-on-two or, you know, four-on-three opportunities, it puts you in a real, real bad spot. And that's what having a high number of turnovers have done for us is that, you know, I'll take it for example. Missouri Western, we're up eight. And we're doing pretty good, and then we have a stretch where you turn it over four or five times in a row, and all of a sudden your 8-point lead is gone, and you're trying to play catch up, and that's happened to us a lot. It's all happened to us of the 10 losses we've had. I think that's happened probably 8 of the 10 where we've had an advantage in the second half, but turnovers have basically put the other team back in a position to win the game, and that's what's happened.
All right, Loper Link, rolling on here with UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. And from this point on, I will now call both Coach Lofton and Coach Kropp head coach. I'm tired of saying co on the Doug and Daddy show because they both get the job done. Coach, it's really not the offense really isn't the problem. You guys are third in the league. You're shooting the ball about 47%. Numerous times you've been getting over 50%. But, boy, you look at defense, and teams are shooting 50% against you, 14th in the league in scoring defense. I know you want a magic wand. What's the problem, and what are you working on?
The biggest thing is it goes back to the turnovers. I don't know if you guys have seen a game, but we've had stretches where we would, let's say you take seven possessions, you turn it over four times in a row, and those turnovers are the type that they're out top with either a one guard front or no guy body able to get back. Well, it's a breakaway. It's a layup drill. And that's probably been our biggest problem when you look at field goal percentage defense, if you want to know the truth, is that when you're turning it over in such a manner that you can't get your defense back and get it set, those are those outnumbered situations I just got through talking about. It kills your defense. You have no chance. You know, I think we've had some games where we've had points in the paint differentials where they've beat us by 20 points or more, but when you break the film down and you look at how many layups they've gotten because we've turned it over and there was no way we could get anybody back to try to slow them down, that's what gets you. That's more than half our problem right there. If we were only turning it over, and that's that magic wand you just talked about, if you only turn it over 8, 9, 10 times, which is about all, that's probably what a good team is, they're going to turn it over more than that, well then, you know, you go up and down the games that we've played and you say, well, you take that game and you only turn it over 10 times and you take that game and you only turn it over 10 times. Well, all of a sudden, we're winning by anywhere from 8 to 10 points. But it doesn't work like that. When you're on the floor, I think you ask our biggest problem. That has been it. We're turning it over way too much, and it's in such a way that we're not able to get our defense set, so they're able to get high percentage shots.
Coach, real quick, Central Missouri tonight. Give us a quick scouting report. Who are the guys, the weapons that you want to kind of shut down, and what you guys need to do tonight besides obviously take care of the basketball.
They're pretty good, I think. They got a guard. A guard averaging 14 points a game. He's a good shooter, athletic, can get it to the basket. I think know, he's one that's got to slow it down. They've been pretty balanced. You know, they got three guys averaging double digits, and then they got another two or three that aren't far off. You know, what we have gone to, you know, because of the short bench and just foul trouble and things like that, maybe matchup issues, is we've played zone with the idea that, you know, when we do get our defense set, if we can keep them out of the lane, you know, post touches, penetration, offensive rebound, if we could just take care of those opportunities and really limit those opportunities, it could give us a chance against a lot of the teams that we're playing. And that has worked for us. It really worked for us at Northeastern. That was a 10-1 team. Pittsburgh State, 9-1 team. We had a chance to win. We led with 14 minutes left to go. We're up against a really good team on the road. So the defense has helped us. When we can get it set, we just got to take care of the ball.
Marquise Addison, that's the name if you're going to the Health and Sports Center tonight, folks. He is an awesome guard for Coach Robert Korn coming into Nebraska. That's perfect. And the stat that Coach Lofton and Kropp want to hear is that Missouri Southern ranks third in the league in steals. But they got rolled by Lindenwood, 95-69. I'm not predicting a 25-28-point win tonight. I'm just predicting Loper victory. So, Coach, bring one home, would you?
Hey, we'll take it. I'll take by one at this point.
You tell. Here's the deal, though. Coach Kropp has to do a little happy dance after the win tonight.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
You'll sell more tickets.
There's no doubt the crowd will stay. The crowd will stay. Hey, Kev, thanks for the time.
Hey,
we'll talk
no
again
problem,
soon,
guys.
Man. Good luck.
Take care.
Good luck, Coach.
Of course, the Lopers also play at Missouri Southern on a Saturday afternoon, and that is our Loper link talking about basketball. The women at 5:30, the men at 7:30. That's not all that's going on with the Lopers low. They've got wrestling. UNK will hold the first annual Loper Duels Saturday. 13 schools coming to Kearney starting at 9 a.m., ending around 4:30. 6 mats, each team, 4 duels. UNK gets Labette Kansas Community College, former RMAC member or opponent Adams State, and Colorado State Pueblo. Also, Northern State is coming in for the Lopers. Hastings is in. York is here. The Lopers travel to third-ranked Central Oklahoma, though, tomorrow night for an MIAA duel. Let's just hop in a van, go down to Oklahoma, come back.
Well, that's not all bad.
The Lopers did go 1-2 at the national duels.
They did, but that's just something they kind of need to work on. It's a little bit different animal, and I think they've had a little bit of illness issue that has kind of weakened and slowed down a couple of guys.
No excuse.
No excuse. Okay. I'm just saying.
Hey, also tonight,
just explaining. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation.
It's Optimus Youth Day in conjunction with the games against Central Missouri tonight. All youth 12 and under will receive free foam fingers.
Ooh.
Can Grant pass for 12?
He acts like never.
Free
no, I'm kidding,
foam
son.
Fingers
I'm kidding.
Tonight. Of course, there's also plenty of youth-oriented contests that everybody knows about and that the Optimus Club takes care of. But again, be one of the first youth today, and you'll pick up a foam finger to tonight's Lopers games. Also, the UNK track and field team will be at the Nebraska Wesleyan Invite on Friday. They were in Crete this past weekend. They turned in 3 provisional efforts, including a school record by Marissa Bongers out of Brainerd, East Butler High. She broke a nearly 5-year-old record in the 800, 2 minutes 13 seconds. Michelle Dill held the previous record. Cornell Leffler, second in the 400, and Katie King won the 55. Also, the women's swimming team will be at the Grinnell College Invite Friday and Saturday. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West, FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. We've got Tom Tverde, Sewer basketball coach, coming up. But right now, your chance, we want to give away. It's, you know, we're pretty simple here. 888-455-ESPN.
Thank you for saying simple instead of easy. That was good. I appreciate that.
On occasion. 888-455-3776. I want to give away some family 4-packs to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, which is going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. If you don't know where that's at, it's right between the casinos over there by Horseshoe, by a pro... Bass.
Yeah, right.
Across
the river there, yeah.
And it's all right there. So stop by. It's this weekend. I know we've had a lot of listeners that love to go to it in the past. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. We'll get you a family four-pack. You can pick those tickets up at the will call window when you get down to the Mac Center. When we come back, Tom Tverde, girls basketball coach at Seward, plus some Troutman's trivia, a little more sports. Doug Gooda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show.
For nearly 30 years, Sam's Club has been in business for your business. And if you're not a member yet, now is the perfect time to join. Sign up for a Sam's Club business membership by January 18th and start your savings with a gift card worth up to $20. Then save time and lower costs all year long with exceptional savings on the items you need most, from quality office products to the freshest foods. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high around 46. Winds out of the northwest will meanwhile stay at 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 16. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Congratulations to Luke and Dustin. They're headed to the Mac Center for the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Council Bluffs. And we will give you another chance tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show to pick up some tickets to go down this weekend. Always a good time. A lot of seminars. Just That's not my deal. But I have heard nothing but good things about it.
I am not a fisherman, but I like going places where they can teach me how to do it. My kids are into it, and I know just enough to get myself in trouble.
I have more fun watching the niece and nephew pull in a fish.
Yeah.
With their little poles.
Yeah. I mean, no disrespect. Fishing is an acquired taste. I never acquired it. Kids are into it. And some of my favorite memories with the kids just, going camping or whatever and just fishing a little bit, pulling out a few bluegill or some sunfish or something age, that's a lot of fun.
Nothing wrong with fishing. Love it. Just don't do it that much.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, if you are getting ready for the 2013 farming season and you want to make sure that you're not breaking down when it comes to your pivots, unexpected maintenance and repairs on electric pivots, hassle, hassle, hassle. There is another choice. Just ask the Oshners of Roseland. They say their choice simple because they now own 8 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and have had a lot of confidence in their T&Ls through the years. Folks, you can do it as well. You don't need to have 8. You can have 15 if you want, but you can get 1, and it takes care of your field. Check out the difference, and if you have questions, that's why Clark and the gang are there at T&L Irrigation Systems. They're worldwide headquarters in Hastings. They service all the states, 60 countries around the world, and they've been doing it since the 1950s. So you've got them here in Nebraska, so you're confident in that. Obviously, it's a successful business because they've been around since the 50s, and they're worldwide. Folks, they're huge, and you can make it work for you. Proven technology that works. Check out the TNL difference at your local TNL dealer or visit TNL's website at TLIRR.com. Rolling on to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We've been talking about all the great sports that are going on, getting closer to the conference tournament, and everyone, unless they have been under a rock or out of the country for the last 5 years, knows about the Seward Lady Blue Jays and their great basketball program, and we are pleased to welcome to our Doug and Daddy Show for the first time the head coach, Tom Tverde, as they get ready tomorrow night to take on an undefeated Kearney Catholic ball club and the four-time defending Class B state champions. Coach, thanks for the time, and man, congratulations on all the success the Jays have been having.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that comment, and I also appreciate you having me on.
Well, and then again, I guess on the flip side of that, everybody wanted to talk about the winning streak, and it came to an end. How is it, now that it has ended, how has it changed the way you're coaching? How has it changed the way you guys get covered every single night?
You know, it really hasn't changed anything in terms of our approach to the day-to-day practice, next game philosophy. That's never changed before it started, during, or after, so that hasn't. And the coverage is still, you know, the constant hounding about the streak. Of course, you never like to lose to make that happen. But, you know, that part is lessened down, and now it's more about how balanced a Class B field is. And so that part of the coverage has changed a little bit.
Do you agree? I mean, you guys have been so on top in Class B the last 4 years. Is it even more balanced this year than, I mean, below you? I mean, in the last 4 years, we just would have said it was all competitive below you. Is it really more balanced?
It really is. There's about six teams that you look at and can make a real strong case for that team being the one you would pick to win Class B, and we're in that mix, but it's definitely an even mix. And so I tell you, it's going to be hard. You got to get yourself down to state, and the way the districts are set up, there's going to be probably some of those top six that aren't going to make it there.
We're talking with Tom Tverde here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Seward girls basketball coach. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Same question that I'm sure everybody asks you. We want to know, too. Hannah makes her commitment. She's had, a little pressure on her shoulders. Everybody's watching her. How has she handled her senior year?
She's really handled it well. You know, she's had so much pressure on the AAU circuit, you know, in the summer, traveling around the nation, playing against, high-level D1 players night in and night out. That was pressure. This is a different kind of a pressure in your hometown playing and expected to really be a leader, but she's done great. She just had one of her best games of her career Saturday night where we beat one of those top six B teams, and she had 23 points and really led us in a great win. And so she thrives in that. She loves big games, big pressure.
Coach, I don't think it's any secret that one of the reasons why Kearney Catholic has decided to schedule this game is to try to improve the resume, you know, get battle-tested before districts, sub-districts, and that sort of thing. You play a tough enough schedule. Why did you want to play Kearney Catholic?
You know, we're about two or three games short in our schedule, and our schedule already, as I looked ahead to this year, was just murderous. I mean, we're playing the toughest schedule in B that I have ever had at Seward or I've ever seen any team. It's just unbelievable. And when we looked to fill the schedule, I saw Kearney Catholic had an opening. And that was the good news, that we could get our schedule close to being full by adding them. The bad news was we were adding a great team to a schedule that's already loaded. And so I just made the decision, you know what, we're just going to add them. It'll be a great high school game. Our kids will enjoy that. And if it makes our schedule even that much tougher, then that's just going to make it that much more exciting as well. But they're the real deal. There's no doubt about that.
Seward girls basketball coach Tom Tverde with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm guessing there's a lot of teams that would like to play Seward from all the reasons that Randy was just talking about. What made Kearney Catholic stand out? And give me your scouting report on a team that you've never played.
Well, what stands out about them is we knew they had a great team last year. They had some kids out that would obviously be back this year. And quite honestly, when you have the recent success we've had, we just couldn't find teams that that had openings that would play us. And it was, I knew it, if we were going to fill our schedule, we were going to have to fill it with the team that was really good, that felt like, hey, we can beat these guys. So Kearney Catholic definitely fits that bill in the sense that they've got a team, as the word, we've got a team that we think can beat them and a championship. And so it came together largely because we had a hard time finding anybody else that would play us besides a great team that would have the confidence to say, hey, we can go beat Seward.
I guess looking at your roster, looking at what you guys have done the last few years, it really does, it's a very intriguing matchup. I mean, Kearney Catholic, known for their size and their athleticism, and that, to me, sounds like the Lady Jays as well.
Yeah, our strength has been our defense and our pressure and forcing turnovers, and that's exactly what Kearney Catholic has done. They have just rolled over people with their pressure and athleticism, so it's two teams in a similar mode with that. They've got more height than we do. They've got just a lot of height. We've got more height at the guard position, and we're hoping that the pressure that has hurt so many teams they've played with our point guard, we're hopeful that we can withstand that a lot better than the teams that have played them to this point. So it's two great teams, two teams that I'll be surprised if anybody beats Kearney Catholic and C1 this year through to a state championship. I really will. I think, in my opinion, from what I've seen, clearly the best team in C1. The question is, if they were in B, what would they be? And I think if they were in Class B, they would be at the, there's no question, they'd be at the very top, for sure, in that top group. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
We're talking for another minute here with Tom Tverde, the head girls basketball coach of now one of those dynasties in the state in Seward. And anytime you're a dynasty, everybody wants to beat you, Tom, and there's no doubt, I'm sure, every girl that's on the Kearney Catholic team knows that this would be another one of those career moments if they can get the win tomorrow night. What's that like when you're everybody's target, the target is always on your back?
What it's like is you play a team and you see the effort that they play with, that, and then you look at game film and say, where's that team we saw on game film? Where's this superhuman effort? And we've seen that with, like, are you kidding me? What? And so what it does is, during the course of the season, it's tough, but what it does is it makes you better for the end when everybody's got something to lose then, and the playing field levels in terms of pressure. You've withstood that all year, so that's what we're hoping, is it'll do that for us in the end. But I look on tape and I say, where's that team I'm watching on tape compared to the one that played us and looked superhuman? And that's been the frustrating part.
Tom, how's the hunger level of your team? I mean, you've had so much success, it would be easy as an outsider to say, well, you guys should be, you know, content with where you are. where is your team this in terms of how hungry they are to again win another state title?
Well, these girls, the core of this team, you know, I think of my senior leaders in particular, they don't like to lose anytime, anywhere, any place. And so being satisfied with what they've done in the past, their thinking is, hey, we've won three state championships, but we want to end on a state championship. So the hunger level, and I just know personally my daughter is, I mean, that's one of the reasons Nebraska recruited her and wanted her, is she's such a fierce competitor that losing is just sickens them. And so they're going to want it as bad as anybody else, any first-time champion. I guarantee you one thing, they're going to want it as bad as anybody else. And the question is whether or not we can pull it off and get it done.
Well, let's let you get out of here with this, Tom. The goal of winning five in a row is still there. Good friends with the Beatrice coach. They've clipped you a couple of times. What is different about their ball club than maybe some of the other Class B schools?
They've got great athleticism. They were the most athletic team, 1 through 8 or whatever, and that's what really set them apart. And so instead of playing the same way, and we've played them the same way, you look at it and say, okay, we have to just look at that and say, we've got to have a different approach to the way we play them. We're already seeing different teams play them differently. And they're the team to beat right now, in my opinion. And as far as from our perspective, if we'd be fortunate enough to get to state and match up with them again, you know, we'd have to have a different approach to how we go about playing them. But right now, yeah, they're, and Ryan Luke's a good man. I've really grown to respect him and his program and the kids. And so they're a worthy number one team right now.
Tom, right before you hit the court against Kearney Catholic, there's going to be that little chalk talk, and I don't want you to give us all of the scouting report and all of what you want to look at, but really, what do you see as the key to success when you take on Kearney Catholic?
I think the key is going to be pressure defense. I think, like Saturday night, we played Waverly, who nobody's been able to really pressure them and bother them, and we were able to with force their point guard into 12 turnovers, who's an all-state point guard. And we're hoping that our pressure can be significantly more than anything they've seen this year and can create some problems for them. If it doesn't, then it's going to be a long night for us. If they handle our pressure with relatively no problem, then we're in a lot of trouble. Our pressure has to be effective against them to get turnovers, or it's going to be a long night for us.
Tom, appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to coming to Seward tomorrow night to broadcast the basketball game. And, again, it's been a pleasure watching these ladies for the last however many years you want to go back, do the things that they are doing. Truly a well-disciplined and an outstanding basketball team. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You bet. And Rand, I'm still playing Randy. I've still got highlight tapes from my days out in Gothenburg when he was on MTV doing those, so I still got those. And those are some of the best highlights I've ever had, so I was fun to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you too, Tom. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh, an MTV reference. I love that.
And I wasn't wearing a knit tie back then at that point. I kind of already evolved out of that. That does go back a long ways.
Knit ties go back a long ways, too.
It sure does.
One of those might have shown up in my senior picture.
I'm not positive. Sure, rub in
maroon.
The fact that I was
maroon.
I might have done your game. No, I
maybe
never did
silver
your
gray. No. You wouldn't have remembered that, had you? You TV guys don't stick around for the last 30 seconds.
If you were out there, it was wrapped up. Yeah, that's true.
I knew the Gothenburg thing, but, you know, after so long, you just kind of forget about that.
Yeah. Kind of at that point in my life now, where now I'm covering games of coaches whose games I used to cover. I ran into that the other day at St. Paul. The head basketball coach at St. Paul, I remember doing his games when he was a Loomis. So it just...
That's not going to stop, by the way.
I just want you to know that's not going to stop. Now we're going to add on a generation. That's the part that's going to, you know, it's going to eventually get to the point where I'm adding that next generation on top of that, and I am not looking forward to that. I think we need to take a break so I can take some Gerald.
Well, I'll tell you what, in a story that is brought up time and time again, my mentor and my good friend Walt Smith, who I was the first guy I did ball games with, and he's still up there at Ord, but I always couldn't understand when people came up and said, "Hey, Walt, how you doing?" And I go, "Hey, who was that?" "I don't know." "How do you not know?" Or somebody that I knew that he'd said, "Now, which one is it?" You know, they'd have three brothers or there'd be a big family. And I'd say, "Oh, well, that one is, you know, Terry or John or Bob or Cindy or whoever it is." Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sorry. And folks, I know sometimes you get the blank stare and you get the, "Hey, how's it going?" If you're not wearing a number, sometimes it's hard to remember.
Yeah, and the worst thing kind of is, you know, in television, radio, we're part of people's families. We're in there, you know, it's like all that stuff. It isn't a two-way street. I can't see you watching me on television. I'm not watching you listen on there. You know, so a lot
of
times.
That'd be creepy, by the way.
Yeah, and people, sometimes it's like, you know, I there's lots of people that know you and know me that, "I've never met you," you know, and eventually it kind of comes to get that all together. And I hate to admit it, my father was excellent in putting names and places and faces and all that stuff together. What I think he did is he sucked that from my marrow when I was in the crib because I lack that skill that my father had. I am not as good at that as I wished I was.
Nothing worse than marrow sucking.
Yeah,
getting back to the ball game, I think Coach Tverdy hit it on the head. They're going to be a little bit taller. They're going to match up. Kearney Catholic has been able to do some things because the competition either hasn't been as good or hasn't been as tall. They can lob over the top against presses and breaks. I think Friday against Pierce, they're going to have more problems with the height than they will against Seward. But against Seward, as he said, their guards have a little bit of height to them. And when we talked to Coach Petrie earlier this week, he mentioned that our guards are probably going to be – that'll probably be the key. So it's going to come down to handling the pressure, and both coaches know it.
Between the two games, Kearney Catholic, one game is going to be pressured in the front court. The other one's going to get pressured in the back court. Your strength is going to be your size. You know, that's what's really going to be tested. Or it's going to be those guards. That's where they're going to get tested. They're getting two different types of styles against two very, very good basketball teams in back-to-back nights, but they'll be completely different games in a way. And that's what gets you stronger. You have to remember that there's a fairly good chance that they'll get a wild card, even if they can't make their way past Mendon. Remember, they're in the same sub-district. Yeah. What this is going to do is going to prepare them for battle down the road. It's also going to help them wild card points, because beating a 1-12 team isn't going to help you as much as even a loss to a B team that's in that upper echelon when it comes to those wild card points. So there's a great opportunity here for Kearney Catholic to get themselves ready and also help them get to a position where maybe it's more likely they could get a wild card if they need it.
And Seward's not going to have any problem getting to state. Nobody in their five-team district is rated, which is weird. Now, we know that two of the districts have five of the rated teams, but nobody in Seward's district is rated. And so that's tomorrow night right here on ESPN Radio, Seward and Kearney Catholic. Coach Tverdy and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, home of Kearney's favorite burger, the Whopper, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll be back and wrap up today's show right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Are you a man? Mancore. Mancore is the brand new cutting-edge formula for all men, found only at Complete Nutrition. Do you want to shrink your gut and lean up to help eliminate those love handles? What if you regain the sex drive you had in your 20s? Ignite your energy and stamina and feel younger than ever. Be the man you used to be. With Mancore's cutting-edge formula, you can lose the gut, ignite energy, and skyrocket your sex drive. Mancore is the tool every guy needs to regain that edge. Mancore. Get to Complete Nutrition today and go from just being a man to being the man with Mancore.
Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, talk to your consultant about adjusting your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high around 46. Winds out of the northwest will meanwhile stay at 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 16. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget to stop by Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram when you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle. Plenty of 2013s in stock and a few 2012s that they're still moving off the lot. Maybe you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle. Check out their inventory online at thinkmidway.com, where they also have specials on a lot of things. Maybe you need some tires. Maybe you need to get an alignment. Maybe you just need some work done on your vehicle. You can find some really good deals online that they take care of you on South 2nd Avenue at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Thinkmidway.com. It's a better way. Coming up in just a moment, Troutman's Trivia. That's right, a chance to win a $25 gift card. But first, our poll question of the day. Well, yesterday, which team will win the AFC Championship game? Not everybody voted for the Patriots. 62%, 38% said the Ravens. I picked the Ravens just because that's what I want.
You want to be different.
And I had the Ravens in San Francisco at the beginning of the year, and I believe they are two of the Final Four teams.
And this is not scientific. This is the most unscientific thing I'll probably say. But what always happens in my mind, anyway, on the AFC NFC Championship games, one of those games is always awesome. One of those games is really a great game, and at least one visiting team will win. It seems like it happens every year.
Well, Billy Cundiff is no longer a member of
scientific.
The Ravens.
It's not scientific, but it seems like that happens. So if not the Ravens, are you saying San Francisco is going to win on the road? Which could be. But
I got both road teams. Look at me go. Call now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, folks. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Call now, and if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for a $25 gift card. Our poll question today, which quarterback not named Tom Brady would you want guiding your team on Championship Sunday? Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan, Colin Kaepernick.
We're just talking this year, this Sunday, I'll go Ryan. I think Kaepernick has the most upside. I think Kaepernick could be the best of those three long term, but I'll go with Ryan because of his experience.
They all make mistakes. I just don't
know. Well, they all do.
I just don't know.
Well, they're human.
And I would like to see it be Flacco, but whatever. I mean, the Matt Ryan, Tony Romo-esque throw that I saw last week when Romo gets it picked on a backside screen in the last game of the year, and he should have had it picked and They should be out of the playoffs. But nonetheless, I'm rooting for both of them. Travis Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's get a winner before we roll on out on this Wednesday. Who are we chatting with?
Yeah.
Hey, did you know Chip Kelly's no longer going to coach Oregon?
Yeah, I just heard you say that a little bit ago.
What a clown. What a clown. Here's an astonishing thing, ladies and gentlemen. Oregon was Chip Kelly's first head coaching job, and he was there for 4 years.
He did not coach at New Hampshire. He's not the head coach.
He went from being at Columbia, New Hampshire, juggernauts, to Oregon. Here's our question, Bill. In 4 years at Oregon, how many games did Chip Kelly and his team lose?
Oh, I would say six.
That is incorrect. You are within at least 10, but thanks for calling. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, how many games did Chip Kelly's Oregon Ducks lose in his 4 years as head coach?
I'm going to say five.
Ooh, good guess. Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Cody.
How many games did Chip Kelly and Oregon lose in his 4 years as head coach?
Seven.
Boom! It's a process of elimination. And you are the winner, 46-7 in his 4 years at Oregon. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you hooked up with a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Enjoy it. All right. There you go. Where does the time go?
When you're having fun. By the way, Coach Tverdy, the discussion about, you know, all that stuff reminded me, this is an absolute true story. Not making this up, this is absolutely true. I was somewhere, actually, I was doing a game for the radio station about a year and a half, 2 years after I left NTV. And this person is just looking at me, You know, it's like, you know, did that look like, man, the wheels were spinning.
What's on my face?
Finally has the courage to come over and look at me, and they kind of points to me and, did you used to be Randy Bushcutter?
Yeah, I used to be.
Yeah, that's not what I am anymore, but I used to be.
And on that note, what happened to you?
Yeah, whatever. Didn't you used to be somebody? I could have been a contender.
Next on Dialing for Dollars, we want to thank, we want to thank the folks that joined us on today's Doug and Daddy Show as guests. Kevin Lofton, UNK head men's basketball coach, Tom Tverdy, Seward girls basketball coach, and John Bisbee, wrestling coach at Given, as they get ready to host the conference tournament on Saturday. If you missed any of those interviews or any of our shows from the past, they're up on our podcast, sponsored by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. All you have to do is click on it and listen to any part, all of it, and it's there free for you to listen to at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, more River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets to give away, plus we'll talk with Tom Hamilton, who will tell us more about what's going on this weekend. Also going to catch up with Luke McNett, who signed his commitment to UNK, and a whole lot more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. So you know what? Hope to see you tomorrow at 11. Randy, have a good day.
You too. See ya.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.